opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bashani Radio App, Bashani advertisers, sponsors, or affiliates. This show has mature content. Parental guidance is advised.
I told you he's gonna be seeing more of me, right?
Get ready for the show with the baddest lady on Bashani Radio App. What Tanisha said will blow your mind. And a few other things. Make the kids leave the room and prepare for the truth. Because many of you can't handle the truth. Cut. Get him, Tanisha.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bashani Radio App. All right, now. So, this episode is called 2 Million Views. Yes! What in the hell was getting 2 million views? I'll tell you what was getting 2 million views. 2 million views was what we was doing with this previous president. I'll tell you. So, you know, I really don't get into politics. I really try not to. I guess I have an opinion. And my opinion is I just don't like dumb shit. And I tend to be don't give a damn and don't like neither one of any of the candidates. I do like Kamala. I'm so happy for her. Think she looks beautiful, and I love this black girl magic thing going on. I love that. I support that. However, I was having a discussion with a friend, and we were talking about Trump and him inciting these riots and all the stuff that went down a couple of weeks ago on the Capitol. And, you know, I was like, I don't know how to feel about it. I don't know what to say about it. It's kind of crazy what we're sitting here watching in this day and age. I said, when people thought that this shit was resolved and they didn't act like that no more. Yeah, they do. And it was so funny because I was watching the news, and there was a guy that was part of Congress, and he said, oh, it's just a shame now because, you know, we think we're going to have to wear a bulletproof vest. And you know, just, you know, he was just talking about how shameful and horrible it is. And, you know, he's just, oh, I can't believe it. And I thought, but black folks been feeling this damn way every day, all day. 24/7, 365. What the hell is different? What's different? Because you feel it for once? You feel hunted down and threatened for once? I'm trying to understand where this guy was coming from, and yet I had no damn sympathy. I really just didn't. And I thought, okay, maybe something's happening to me and I'm becoming un-American because I didn't have no sympathy for this man crying about how they were hunted down, and here it was when black people were being hunted down and the guy was gunned down on camera and, you know, the police and all of that. Nobody gave a shit. It was no big deal. Congress didn't give a damn. And, you know, I said, hey, let's just be real. Nobody likes Trump, but the dude was kind of gangster. You know, people hate when I say that. I said, but he did. He did some real gangster, niggerish type shit. And they were like, okay, like what? I said, okay, well, let me explain this to you in meme terms, okay? I remember seeing a meme and it said, what would you do if you was having sex or you was giving somebody some head, and then all of a sudden they said, yeah, keep that up, baby. We got 2 million views. And that is how I feel that most of the folks that was riding with Trump was doing. Like, they was really riding for this dude. They was down with all that shit. They knew what was going down. They was with it until That motherfucker said, hey, you know, he might have tweeted it. I don't know. But that motherfucker said, hey, we got 2 million views. And then it was like, oh, shit, I don't want nobody to see me fucking with you like that. I don't want nobody to see me with you. You know, I don't want them to know that I was digging you. And then you got motherfuckers that 2 weeks out want to resign. Bitch, you was getting fired in 2 weeks anyway. You wouldn't go have no job. What you mean you resign? You've been rocking with his ass. You've been down there getting on that damn whatever kind of dick he got. Because he put it in your face. He put it in your face. He paid you and put it in your face. Y'all was all over this motherfucker before. Now you don't. Now you can't. Now you won't. What the hell? I was like, okay, yeah. Let me just put some of this shit in meme terminology. Like, literally, they was down there, Trump popping it, slapping it, and they was good with it until he said, we got 2 million views. Somebody cut the camera on, opened the door, busted y'all ass, whatever it was, and all of a sudden, now you are ashamed. Oh, it's so shameful that what America been doing shit. This ain't new. This bullshit that happened under his administration ain't new. I guess nobody remembers all these other presidents that we've had. I don't know. I mean, damn. We up to number 40-something, and y'all don't remember none of them? How old are y'all? How old are y'all? I mean, y'all never had to read history books? Hell. And, you know, my tyrant kind of, you know, I'm not a tyrant, but I'm interested in tyranny, which is kind of sad and crazy. But I don't know. I think I'm attracted to people that do what they want to do, and I admire the strength of a motherfucker saying, I'm going to go against the grain. Probably because I was the black sheep all my life. So, you know, I always did different. I'm not a follower. I can't get down with cults. I feel like I got kicked out of church, but I didn't. I just left. It wasn't enough to hold me, just a stable church environment. And I love church. I love hearing preaching. Good preaching. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. But there's a duality to me. I'm a realistic ass person. I have this other side of me that's like, you know, like, look, this is the flesh. This is the spirit. This is the soul. And you know, I know I got to live in one of them. So, I you know, all of them kind of balance with me. I have this thing going on, right? This thing. That's what I call it, this thing. But, you know, when I think about 2 million views, most people are thinking about, oh, that Instagram video that they posted and they got 2 million views. You know, what is the enlightenment and the excitement of 2 million views? So, you know, I'm trying to get up to 2 million listeners. It's billions and billions of people on the planet, but we get excited over this 2 million because 2 million means you made it, right? 2 million means you got influence. 2 million means you got this or that. Well, I had 2 million people listening to me at one point, and of course, that fell off. Because, you know, you can only be as exciting as your next thing. And then once you bore them, they don't rock with you anymore. People are fans. They fall off, you know, especially friends and family. They fall off the hardest, you know, friends and family. They're like, yeah, girl, I'm listening to your show. And then they stop listening to it. And then they don't listen to you anymore. And they lie. They lie. They say, yeah, I bought your book. Oh, I'm going to get your book. Ain't bought shit. Because I got a list of who all bought my book. And I got much love for y'all. But all you other motherfuckers can kiss my ass. I don't mean it like that. I mean it. Just stop lying. Just stop lying. If you ain't going to buy it, you ain't going to buy it. If you want to get it, I appreciate you. I got love for motherfuckers who said they were going to do it and actually did. But I got a list, so I know who did and who didn't. I'm going to keep on rocking with y'all. The other thing about family and friends and your 2 million views, they're never in that number. They are never in that number. They disregard a lot of shit concerning you because they have access to you. And I've been told many a times, You need to cut access. Motherfuckers just call you and waste your damn time, and they ain't thinking about putting $5 in your pocket. I'm a struggling artist. I'm a struggling artist, and yet motherfuckers still want to take something for free. I never knew that it would just be that bad. And I was like, okay, I got you. So, 2 million views. I don't even have 1,000 fucking views, let alone 2 million views. But I gotta understand that when somebody watching you do something that you think they don't know that you do, they are actually seeing you being your authentic ass self. So what I'm understanding is most people don't really give a shit about what you present to be doing. But when you're doing something that is authentic, is real, is who your true self shit, you get 2 million views. Now, I had to question myself, was I being my authentic self by, you know, cussing and talking shit on the radio? And I thought, oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm more myself on this radio than I am not. If that makes sense to some of you, I don't know if it will or won't. But yeah, this is my authentic self. This is a transparent moment because I'm shy in person. I don't hold counsel in space for many people. You know, 2 million views is the closest 2 million people will ever get to me. As where, you know, I don't see 1,000 people in a month or a year. You know, I'm still a hundredaire when it comes to people and who I am and getting that, you know, getting close to me. Stop. But these damn family members and these friends, they're the closest ones to you, but they don't invest in you. They don't have no faith in you. They don't support you. And so, you know, you start to wonder, damn, 2 million views. And you start to have an affinity for that one damn Facebook friend or that Instagram friend, just social media person who is down for your ass no matter what. And every time your shit come on and say you going live, they there. They got you. Hey, dog, I'm here. I fucking love you. And you know what? I love you back. I love you back. And so the next time you see some shit have a whole bunch of views, or the next time you think about Congress sitting their ass up there, them folks, because honestly, in my honest opinion, every time the government switches over, they asses need to switch over too. All of them seats need to revolve. Just like the fucking office. Everything about that shit needs to change at some point, because these motherfuckers is raggedy. They raggedy. And like I said, they was all down there on their knees, slobbing the knob and shit until they find out that everybody was watching and that everybody could see who their true heart, their authentic selves, how raggedy they actually fucking was. And then they was like, oh, no, I can't let them know I suck dick. You know, I don't want nobody know. You know, it's kind of like, you know, that's why Clinton was laughing. Y'all tried to crucify me for getting my dick sucked. But, you know, and there wasn't even that much internet presence at that time. So just think about that shit. Like, now you got a president, or this last one, that whoever, with Trump shit. You know, he's tweeting every damn thing. You know, he told everybody every fucking move that he made. And here it is. We was mad about it. and I don't even think he got his dick sucked other than, you know, from Congress and people like that. I don't think he got that physical shit, because it don't look like that wife ever touched that dick. Like, when she did touch it, it might have been when that baby was made, if that's his baby. That had to be it. It just looked like that might have been the only time she even fucked with him. Might have been the only time, because, you know, he's out there paying for it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, If you're interested in some history and you want to talk about shitty presidents and stuff like that, look up that other motherfucker that was from Texas. Lyndon B. Johnson. Yeah, I listened to a documentary on him and I was intrigued. I don't know if I was more intrigued because he was such a big asshole or they kept on making a reference of his 10-inch dick. I don't know which part I was more intrigued with. And I probably shouldn't even be admitting that shit. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. Two million views. Come on, y'all. Let's get it up to 2 billion views. Go ahead and show your ass until you get 2 million views. And then when you get 2 million views, you get more than that. You keep on going. When you make a million, you gonna fuck it. The next million is easy. Ain't that what they say? And when you, once you make a million, the next million is easy. Hey, and what they say, it is not a game. It's a lifestyle. 2 million views, and this last dude just said, hey, I'm gonna take this however million billions of dollars and I'm gonna give 4 billion to Guatemala and another country, and y'all still ain't got your $600 yet. So yeah, just the kind of fucked up shit we got going on in politics. But I'm not a politic person, so I'm going to leave that alone. That's not even my area. Again, I'm trying to kill this visual that I put in my head of all the people in Congress sucking on Trump's dick. So, yeah. Let me give you something else to think about. I'm so nasty, I can't even get the shit out of my head. But anyway, 2 million views. And if you have any questions on how I get these things in my head or thoughts, hit me up. Hit me up on Instagram or Facebook or even on whattanishasaid.com. And that is what Tanisha said.
Yo, I told you he's going to be seeing more of me, right?
Get ready for the show with the baddest lady on Bashani Radio app. What Tanisha said will blow your mind. What? And a few other things. Make the kids leave the room and prepare for the truth, because many of you can't handle the truth. Cut. Get him, Tanisha.